With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Canadian government forcing Air Canada today and the union representing flight attendants into arbitration. That after a work stoppage had stranded more than 100,000 travelers around the world. The federal jobs minister in Ottawa says now is not the time to take the risk with the economy while announcing the intervention. It means 10,000 flight attendants will go back to work whether they want to or not. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting Monday in Washington with President Trump after the U.S. and Russian presidents yesterday left Alaska without an agreement.
After the U.S. and Russian leaders left Alaska without an agreement on Ukraine, Zelensky said he held a long and substantive conversation with Trump early Saturday, thanking him for an invitation to meet in person next week. Trump also held calls with European leaders and said that if it all works out, he'll then schedule another meeting with President Putin. Zelensky said he spoke to Trump one-on-one and then in a call with NATO leaders, in conversations lasting over 90 minutes. The group, including the head of the European Union, France, Germany, and the UK, then released a joint statement saying they're ready to work towards a trilateral summit with European support. Zelensky last met Trump in the Oval Office in February. I'm Nayan Kim.
Israel now says it is preparing to move Palestinians from combat zones in southern Gaza as plans move ahead for a key military offensive. Anxious families of hostages have called for a nationwide day of stoppage in Israel Sunday to express growing frustration of war. They fear the coming offensive further endangers the 50 hostages still remaining in Gaza. Floods and mudslides being blamed for nearly 200 deaths in Pakistan. Hundreds are still missing. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps ministering to youngsters in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria's Christians and other minority religious groups calling for the drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom. That declaration comes out in a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert the rights of their communities in the country's political framework following the fall of former President Assad. This is SRN News. Guy Shiraki has written a new article called "The Seven Deadly Sins of the Left." He says one of the biggest ones is arrogance.
The people leading the party, the voices, it's arrogance. Listen to them. They believe that they know more about culture, science, morality, economy than anybody, not only today, ever.
Shiraki, a senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation, says all progressive values seem to be based on one fundamental assumption.
That all prior cultures were flawed. All prior cultures, all prior thought was lacking, especially if it's a Western civilization or North American theory. And they know more than anybody, and you can't debate it.
That is author Guy Shiraki. More details at srnnews.com.